Hello, and thank you for joining us on the Digital Dinner Table for the Virtual Leftovers podcast. I'm Kate Arsenal.
Jack Showcase.
Ugster.
Batman.
All right, today we've got a few topics. We'll be having a short one just like we did last week. So we'll just jump right into it.
All right.
Philly Pete reference. So starting off, we've got Ghost Rider, Disney Plus series rumored. But not the, because... What's his face has got canceled. Can't remember what. Gabriel Luna's Ghost Rider series has been canceled at Disney Plus, and with rumors of offering Kevin Feige wants the Spirit of Vengeance, a new rumor says the character is coming to Disney Plus. According to Scooper Daniel RPK via the Lords of the Longbox YouTube channel, Ghost Rider will be getting its own series on Disney Plus with its suggested featuring Johnny Blaze. Okay, we're reading this off of Cosmic Book News. I think that's what it says. I can't see if there's anything in the middle.
Nope. Cosmic Book News.
Yeah, alright, so we're reading this off of Cosmic Book News, and
I'm assuming
all I know is I don't really care for how this person wrote it. There just seems to be a lot of weird wording going on. I don't know. Makes it hard to read. Anyways, a separate rumor also offers that Kevin Feige is going with the female ghostwriter, Alejandra Jones, possibly played by Bella Thorne. Which, if you do that, go fuck yourself.
But there's precedent in the comics.
Not to look like Bella Thorne.
I don't know who Bella Thorne is, but... You know,
I don't have my keyboard.
But you're, ranting and raving about, it needs to have precedent in the comics first.
Well, that's fine. There is precedent for the female Ghost Rider, which is fine. They can do a female Ghost Rider. Bella Thorne does not look like Alan.
Well, Samuel Jackson doesn't look like Nick Fury.
We're really good at this conversation?
Let's put a pin in all the
poor little kid is getting a little pissy because,
Anyways, it could very well be possible that Feige goes with multiple versions of Ghost Rider, as there are different versions in the comics, including 90s fan favorite, Dan Ketch. Regarding Gabriel Luna, who is the Marvel TV version of the character, it sounds as if he is done with the role. The rumor of Ghost Rider Disney Plus series follows the news that Kevin Feige is now in charge of Marvel Films, TV, and comics, which also follows the rumor that the head of Marvel TV, Jeff Loeb, will be leaving Marvel. So we see it's not too hard to connect the dots, as Ghost Rider was first rumored to be wanted by Kevin Feige. The GR Hulu series has been canceled. Feige becomes the head guy of Marvel. Loeb is out. GR now comes to Disney Plus. The only potential issue I see with Ghost Rider on Disney Plus is that it will be PG-13, while the Hulu series could have been a lot more mature. We'll have to see how things play out. I guess it would be pretty awesome if they cast Norman Reedus in the role of Johnny Blaze.
All right.
Nicolas Cage played Marvel Spirit of Vengeance in Sony movies, but it's probably safe to assume Feige will recast the role.
Please.
Hopefully.
Please.
Sorry, Nick. Just a little stiff to be able to be the Spirit of Vengeance.
Yeah, and let's just say the more he's played it, the worse it got. Moving over to Black Panther 2, there's rumors that Dwayne Johnson's eyeing the role of Namor, which... Gotta tell you, it's unlikely, but we'll get there.
Hopefully.
Not for Namor, but for Dwayne Johnson wanting the role.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they could, give her a wig or dye her hair or whatever.
Oh, Bella Thorne is Alejandra?
It's not like Alejandra was all that dark.
Cut her
skin.
Hair. No. Really.
So.
It's just.
I've seen
Bella Thorne's acting, and it's not.
Oh, well, now we're going with acting. It was appearance first.
It is appearance, but it's also the acting. It's a whole...
Make up your mind, sir.
He just wants it his way.
Well, yeah, of course, I forgot. Sorry. I'll bow to the mighty Cade.
Hey, y'all want to run the podcast? You can do that.
I'm shutting up now.
Sorry. God. She's just about the right shade of pasty.
Yeah. All right, fine. Cast Bellator to sell the shows. I mean, you're wrong, but okay.
We have already moved on.
Cut it short, dye it black, give her a pixie cut, bam.
Anyways, for some time, it's been reported that Dwayne Johnson is set to play the lead in DC's upcoming Black Adam movie. And while that still seems to be the case, a new report says that a decrease in the film's budget has left the Hollywood megastar pretty unhappy.
Hello?
I don't know. He seemed pretty fucking excited whenever he announced that it was actually starting production. How old is this? Can't be that old.
2 months.
2 months. All right, so it's a little bit before he made his announcement. All right. Rumors originating from the Lord of the Long Box YouTube channel suggest that these budget cuts are what led Johnson taking up interest in entering the MCU, specifically the rumors that The Rock has his eyes on the part of Namor, who's expected to debut in Black Panther 2. I think Dwayne Johnson would have interest in entering the MCU because it's the MCU.
And
Team, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Furthermore, the Lord of the Long Box believe that Johnson is currently in talks with Marvel Studios President Evan Feige, and that we may even get some kind of confirmation on this involvement at D3. Or shortly after, of course. It's worth taking this with a grain of salt for now, but we do know that The Rock is definitely interested in hopping into bed with Marvel and Namor. Has been heavily rumored for the Black Panther sequel, so who knows? Has it?
No, I think this is the first.
I mean, I've heard a little bit about Namor because...
Well, look, I'm talking not about Namor, I'm talking about...
You know, I've been hearing stuff about them finding a way to bring Namor in.
I'm pretty sure we heard something about Namor.
You know what's weird about the Namor thing, though? It's like, isn't he still owned by Universal?
Maybe they're doing a...
Fox?
No, it was Universal, because we had this whole discussion before where we get
well, the chart okay, but you know, mm-hmm. They've also got around that with the Hulk by having Hulk in non-Hulk movies.
That's true. But there's also like
so they could get around it with
Namor. They could. I figure Universal would find that still equally working.
Besides that, they haven't done jack or shit.
Any of that works.
With any of the Marvel properties since The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, so he belongs to the Universal Studios. But
Anyways. It's been a decade since they did anything. Their rights expired.
Here comes Disney. They're going to be like, hey, can we buy you?
Right now is at the box office.
Anything
like,
with
hey! Hey!
They haven't done anything with the Hulk. It's because Marvel's been using them in Avengers.
Well, not recently.
But still.
Like they
haven't done anything in 10 years.
That's mainly because they don't see it. But I meant at all with Namor.
Yeah, just said no. The only thing that they've done with any Marvel property has been Hulk.
Yeah.
Hulk and Incredible Hulk.
What's also unclear is how the MCU's Namor will be portrayed. In the comics, he's been depicted as an antagonist from a certain point of view, but other readers have found his cause worthy of at times. Whatever direction they choose to head in with this adaptation, Johnson's take would certainly be bulkier, heavier, and stronger than what we're used to from the source material, which could be interesting. He'd also be physically more daunting opponent than Killmonger. So no. And again, I'm going to disagree because of appearance and... See, it's not even just the actors I don't like that I'm going to shit on for being in the role. It's the actors I love.
He would rather they look like the part rather than being able to act and portray the
That's
part.
Not true. What I just say about Bella Thorne. I don't want her to be in it because she couldn't act the part or look the part.
And you just said you don't want The Rock playing Namor because he doesn't look like Namor.
Because there's other actors that could pull it off better that look like the character. Like,
I forget. I'm not going to win with this with him because he's just too damn stubborn to have an open mind.
Give it a shot. Give it a shot.
B40 out in the car. We can try spraying someone that steel trap green ears.
Busted. He doesn't really look like Black Adam.
He kind of does.
No.
For starters, Black Adam has hair.
Anyways, Cloak and Dagger's been canceled. We're just going to move past that because it was a poor adaptation anyways.
I didn't even know the series was even going.
Yeah, I didn't even try.
I thought it was just in development.
Chris Evans rumored to return to the MCU for a Human Torch TV series, which is not going to happen. Simply because he left the role of Chris. Alright, we're back after Dead Cookies just so rudely ditched us.
It was my mom!
Anyways, back
it was,
to...
It was my dead mother.
Back to my bitching. Chris Evans rumored to return to the MCU for a Human Torch TV series, which is stupid. He's not going to do it. Don't be stupid. Chris Evans specifically said the reason why he's not going to be Captain America anymore is because he's taking a step back from acting to do more directing and spend time with his family.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to act for a little bit.
Is he going to direct
Maybe
himself?
Maybe he's had enough time with his family. Yes. He's realized, oh, hey, this is why I got into acting.
He's going to be the Human Torch and he's going to direct himself.
Yeah, sure. No.
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 He's still directing, right?
Probably not.
It can be done. People can direct themselves.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's stupid. You're stupid to believe it. And
stop
fuck off.
Clickbaiting.
Anyways, moving on to something else.
That's a clickbait title
for,
right there.
Yeah, right?
But, you know...
Well,
I mean,
it's
not a lie. The title, the article title is not a lie, but it's still a clickbait wording.
We'll let the Star Wars nerds go off on this last one for, Ewan McGregor drops first details on Obi-Wan series after lying about it for 4 years.
Oh, and these guys are so jerky.
Yeah, because they want to keep things secret.
Well, I just got a.
How dare they? Make it a big old surprise. Hey, we're going to do this.
So wait. I got a text message.
Or not?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's happening. They're going to start filming next
Is that
summer.
Who's...
Yeah.
That's really shitty. I bet you that's going to come out just about, what?
Oh,
November, December-ish of next year.
Say what now?
That'll probably come out November, December-ish of next year.
What,
they start shooting, yeah.
Well, actually, they're saying it probably won't be out
shooting
until...
Shooting in summer
beginning shooting summer 2020.
Okay.
6 one-hour episodes. But they're saying it probably won't drop until 2021.
Oh, them dirty bitches.
I would assume... I would hope, actually, because I don't want to assume... I don't want to assume-y. That it would be... That would drop, like... By spring.
There you go.
2021.
Jeez. Mandalorian
is supposed to go until like just before the end of the year. I don't remember how many episodes it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But could be interesting. I wonder if there's going to be like lots of time jumps, if it's supposed to be set after, you know, how soon after episode 3 it's supposed to be set. You know, or is it going to be set closer to 4, somewhere in the middle? Because him just kind of wandering around on Tatooine for for 6 hours is going to be kind of dull. You know, or is he going to...
Sorry.
You know, I mean, is he going to go off planet and have adventures and then come back to check on Luke?
Hopefully.
You know, or... Are they going to do like a live live action adaptation of his final showdown with Darth Maul?
Hell yeah.
I think it'd be... This is the first time with a new Star Wars announcement happening that I've been genuinely interested. Like, it's been a while since I've been interested in Star Wars. Like, when it first got announced that we were having a new trilogy, all for it, gung-ho.
Oh, yeah.
And then it just kind of slowly died.
1 hour episodes.
Yeah.
Six
of them.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically 6 new movies.
Yeah. Welcome to 5 minutes ago there, Dead Cookies.
Hey, hey. Episode 1 was so looked for when it released at my entire school. So then the teachers can go watch this, too. Went to go see it. We all packed into the Hermiston Movie Theater.
Yeah.
Just to watch episode 1.
Episode one, despite it not being, you know, a super great movie, let alone a super great Star Wars movie, let alone any movie, Yeah. It's also, I think, the one that I have seen the most times in theaters. 5 times. That's my record.
Yeah.
The next most often seen was the first Transformers movie.
I had a very similar experience with the school taking me to go, taking the whole class to go see a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what the hell it was.
I bet it wasn't episode one.
No.
I
bet it wasn't episode one. No, sir.
Actually, I'm pretty sure it was a Marvel movie.
Oh?
I think it might have been Iron Man. I think that's how I experienced Iron Man for the first time, was with my entire school.
Nice.
Which, if it was, then hell yes. But,
yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, as far as the trilogy, the sequel trilogy goes, yeah, I was hyped for episode 7. I was not very happy with what they did. In, mm-hmm. you know, in the movie. Mm-hmm. What with, you know, Han dying. I don't care.
See, I was
spoiler. The movie's been out for how many years now? Fuck off.
Yeah, you guys should be caught up by now. See, here's the thing. Is that I actually thought that was the most redeeming part of the movie. Because of how they did it.
And I don't like how they didn't, you know. I mean, I knew going in it wasn't going to live up to my personal expectations. Mm-hmm. But I was really hoping that it would be close to it. You know, give us all. I mean, I know this was going to be a passing of the torch kind of trilogy.
Same. Yeah.
But come on, give us, you know, we haven't seen our heroes on the screen in how many years?
Yeah.
Over 20?
Oh, shit.
25? 30?
Mm-hmm.
You know, give us one, at least one more grand big screen adventure with Han and Chewie and Luke and Leia and R2 and 3PO. You know, have one last grand big adventure before you start plunking them off.
You know
what's
going to happen at the very beginning of
blinking them off. And what do? They kill off Han Solo.
You know,
they don't have Luke in the movie until, last 30 seconds, minute?
Yeah, 30 minutes of the movie, yeah.
Yeah, like the last couple minutes of the movie. Oh, hey, here's Luke. Fight. And he doesn't say a fucking word. He just stands there.
Yeah.
Looking stoic. And then, Last Jedi.
Yeah.
What the butt fuck happened there?
No.
I didn't have a problem with, you know, like all the misogynistic, women-hater, racist, bastard Star Wars fans. Oh my god, Rose is the devil!
Rose is the devil.
Ray's a Mary Sue! Whatever. Mine was, they took, you know, everything from Luke Skywalker and tossed it the hell out the fucking window.
Yeah.
I mean, this man believed so much in that there was still good in his father that he faced him down, risked death to bring him back from the dark side.
Mm-hmm.
He's senses a little, some dark side in his nephew. Oh my god, I need to kill him now. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Plot holes.
And then, oh no, I screwed up. I need to run away and hide from everybody. The hell?
Yeah.
That is piss poor character.
He didn't want anybody to make fun of him, okay?
It's like, did Rian Johnson not watch Star Wars movies?
Probably not.
Before doing this?
No, not at all. Probably not, no.
And Disney Lucasfilm is giving him his own fucking trilogy. Fine.
Nice.
Don't use any of the goddamn established characters, motherfucker.
See what
right
I
so, just like with the Game of Thrones guys doing their own bit, which is supposed to be supposedly like Knights of the Old Republic era.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine. You're not touching any of my established characters.
I'm telling you though.
I mean, granted, by the end of this trilogy, pretty much all the established characters
are
probably going to be dead or float up.
Yeah.
At the very beginning, they're going to kill off Chewie.
Okay, so there's this two old characters. Here's
the
planet.
Given how the trailer, I'm thinking that they might be sending 3PO off on kind of a suicide mission.
Nice.
Reprogramming him to, because in the one trailer teaser, he's got red eyes.
Yeah.
So to go back to the character deaths, you and me seem to have differed on our opinions on the Han Solo death.
Well, I'm not happy that they killed him.
Well.
But, I can, since it's not 100% clear-cut who activated the saber...
Yeah, that's what I like about
that's
it.
That's the thing, was it Han doing it to help Ben not fully go to the dark side to try and redeem him?
Or was it Ben fully accepting
her? Then it's still all wishy-washy, goth angst, in the next movie.
Yeah, see,
I just killed my dad. I don't know if I can kill my mom.
For me personally, I viewed it as Han doing it specifically because it happened specifically after based on what they're saying.
That and and Han's look when he sees Ben before shouting out to him, the look on his face is like, yeah, I'm not leaving this planet alive.
Yeah.
I'm gonna die.
Yeah,
I think Han knew there was no way he was walking out of that situation. And for me personally, I interpret it as he took that opportunity to accept the dark side from Ben.
You know, I will admit that distancing myself from the movie itself after, time had passed, that's when and reading stuff on message boards and stuff, like, well, yeah, it does kind of make sense now. I can understand, one way or the other how they're going, but at the same time, doesn't mean I'm happy with it.
No.
However, the two standalone movies they put out, Rogue One and Solo, I fucking love them.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of good things. I've heard a lot of bad things. I still need to actually force myself to sit down and actually watch
them. Seriously, though.
I'm really bad.
Rogue One.
Do that.
Like I said, it ends like moments before the start of Episode 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I heard about that because.
But it does say, we see. I mean, it wasn't a story that we needed to see, but it was still pretty good. Classic stormtroopers and tech and stuff,
It was definitely not a movie we needed, but it was
good for me. Neither was, Solo, but...
We got the whole character history in the run-up of the characters.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, Solo probably could have been better,
but
it was still... I definitely went in with low expectations because of everything I'd heard with, production troubles and issues and everything that, I was, kind of hesitant about seeing it, but walked out pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
Sorry, we had to stop for just a moment. But anyways,
I think if you watch the before Disney era ones, I think the only one that you might regret watching is going to be The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
But, it picks up shortly after Episode 7.
I am interested in this Ewan McGregor thing, though, because I think he was probably one of the few redeeming factors of the prequels was his... I mean, Qui-Gon Jinn was pretty dope, too. But I think Ewan McGregor...
Yeah, my biggest issue with the prequels was the somewhat stiff acting from a lot of characters.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, granted, I could choke it up, or chalk it up to it being, well, maybe because, they're acting this way because that's how, people were in the Republic before the Empire took over. There's all, high society type snobbery kind of shit.
Yeah, but then there was Anakin.
Yeah, and fucking Kylo, oh my god, he reminds me of a more whiny, punk-ass teenage kid than Anakin ever did in the prequels.
Yeah.
I mean, worst thing ever did was slaughter a village of, Tuskens before going to the dark side.
Yeah.
Or Kylo, he's taking it out on innocent, starship equipment.
I don't know. I feel like killing a lot of younglings was...
Before going to the dark side.
I mean, he wasn't...
He didn't kill the younglings till after going to the dark side.
Was he already fully in the dark side by then? I thought he was still in the process.
When he killed the...
No, I meant when he was killing the younglings.
When he slaughters Jedi younglings? No, he was Darth Vader at that point.
Was he?
Yeah, that's why he marched on the temple. Yeah. With the 501st.
Yeah. Alright, yeah.
What must be done?
Go for the...
Wipe them out.
Go for the little ones.
Yeah. The younglings thing was a pretty dark moment in the prequels, which was odd for the prequels. There weren't really a lot of dark moments.
You know what? Nobody blamed the lightsaber.
We're not doing this.
Just saying.
He certainly did bring balance to the Force.
When Han shot Greedo, nobody blamed the blaster.
That's right.
Because Han shot at Greedo.
He right. shot first.
No.
No.
Han shot.
Han was the only shot. Greedo never shot.
Exactly. Fuck that bullshit fucking
There's
remastering.
There's no first or second.
Yeah.
You know, Han shot.
Yeah. Fuck that remastering bullshit where, hey, he needs a re- No, he doesn't. He's Han Solo. If he yeah. even thinks
Making
this.
Making fucking Greedo get a shot off, just poo-poo things, because, yeah. you know, they fucked up Han's character.
I don't know,
also, man. Like, Han intentionally missed to give him a warning shot.
No.
Oh, wait.
He didn't miss.
Am I remember? No, because I'm remembering Greedo's stupid shot where he misses and he's, like, point-blank range.
Yeah, and they made two different edits of that.
Yeah.
One for the DVD special edition and then one for the Blu-ray.
Yeah. And it was dumb. And they should have just left alone.
They also edited when Han's walking around behind Jabba at the docking bay. They also edited that for the Blu-ray. They changed it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, really? Come on.
But. All right. We seem to hit a lull. And because Kate Arsenal's in a bit of a rush today, we won't be having a second half of this podcast.
Oh, okay.
So. But if you have listened to this podcast, thank you so much for listening.
Yes.
We do appreciate anybody who does.
Thank you.
If you do. I mean,
yeah.
Last week we only got one, which I'm pretty sure was just your download. If you still download
it. Listen to it. Yeah, I listened to it because, like I said, I'm like, did we really mention the Lucifer rumors? And it's like, like, oh shit, yeah, I definitely had a senior fucking moment.
Yep. Yeah.
Sitting right goddamn here, and I don't remember.
I did not remember. I did blow through it pretty quick,
yeah,
just because
it
wasn't
quick. But
I wanted to get back to it after the.
I did not recall it at all. I'm like, what? It's like, how come we didn't talk about this? And y'all are like, we did.
We did. Not for much, but we did.
Like,
we're coming back to it. But
yeah, senior moment.
But yeah, so
don't get old. Unsolicited advice.
Thank you for Kate Arsenal's bitching and whining. Mattman's senior moments.
Dead cookies
spacing out and disappearing. And then Ugg's there.
Dexter's here.
Yeah.
I'm doing my thing.
Nothing too special about that.
He didn't do anything this week. Surprising.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Normally he's the one that goes off on odd little conversations that make no sense for the podcast. But, again, thank you. We do appreciate it if you do listen.
Extra content, you cocksuckers. That's all.
Extra content. Right. There it is. There it is. Bye.
Bye.